If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco, California, the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Nice to have you with us wherever you're listening in this great land of ours and so foreign lands. The sun never sets upon the network, and this is the only hour all week where we don't talk sports, where we just talk video games. Now, it could be sports video games or any type of video games. The lines are available. I am Rick Tittle. It's nice to have you with us. And those toll-free lines are 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529 to get you in and get you heard across coast to coast and bleeding into Mexico and Canada as well. And around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. Ships at sea, AWACS overhead. If you're in the military, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. Perhaps you're listening on the hangar deck on a carrier. Probably not the flight deck. Might be a little bit loud. Hopefully not the brig. Wherever you are, though, if you're in our military, I salute and support each and one. You know, I really support the enlisted men and women who do all the hard work and never get saluted. So you're all doing a good job. All right. We are on sportsbyline.com, streaming along. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that email address to win the game I'm going to give away at 40 after, just over a half hour. Also, the cheat code I'll do at the end of the show, send your request there, rick@sportsbyline.com. We all are also on sbnationlive.com as we stream through that great sports network as well. And on SiriusXM. 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Where are my semis at? Blow that horn for me. White line fever. What you got, Jan Michael Vincent? Come on in and get hurt. Breaker, breaker. 1-9. We got some rubber duckies in the paper bags with Smokey the Bear. All right, sorry. Tune in app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, also CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network. I'll let you know what's new this week. We'll take your calls. We'll give away a game. It's all here for the next hour. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you on Sports Byline. Come on in and let's talk some video games. No guest scheduled. You're my guest. Be my guest. Be my guest. Candlesticks, Anderson Lansbury, 1-800-878-PLAY. The email is rick@sportsbyline.com. And as I open the email bag, i.e. clicking on my email, I see an email here from Edward. Edward White writes in from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Wow, I hope there ain't no flood.
Rick, that was the 1800s.
Said, Rick, my mom said, I love the sincerity of this email. My mom said that the video game industry is going broke. I say not. Your thoughts? Well, bless you and your mom, but they're not going broke, but to get your moms back a little bit, there's been a lot of headlines that in the 3 months since June has ended, that Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, they have all posted some very disappointing results in the respective gaming business. And the numbers, I think, reflect a broader contraction in consumer spending on video games, and that is Americans in the second quarter of this year spent $12.4 billion on video games, which is down 13%. And several factors are to blame, not least the relaxing of pandemic restrictions with people, you know, wanting to stay at home back in the pandemic, and now more people want to go outside. And then, of course, the shortages of semiconductors hasn't helped either, i.e. computer chips. This is why I still don't have a PS5. And so I saw a quote from CNBC from Hiroki Totoki. Love that name. If If I were to change my name, I'd change it to Hiroki Totoki, even though he has it. He's Sony's CFO. He said, quote, the growth of the overall game market has recently decelerated as opportunities have increased for users to get out of the home as COVID-19 infections have subsided in key markets. Yeah, you don't need to go to business school to know that. And so Sony reported a 2% decline, and but the operating profits plunged some 37%, which is very big. But the company said that the forecast on the entire year will be a 16% less than last year. Well, it's basically what Mr. Totoki said, is that people are going outside a little bit more. Have you noticed that anything when it comes to music, as live music, those things just sell out? Like, it used to be, I don't know, out here in the Bay Area, you'd say, oh yeah, I mean, if it's a really good band, obviously it's going to sell out, but normally you could just walk right up. Now every Tom, Dick, and Harry band is selling out because everybody wants to go out and do stuff. And gaming was one of the huge beneficiaries of the COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, just a bumper growth as everybody was staying inside. And so this is something that was pretty predictable. Microsoft said that their gaming revenues sank 7%. Their Xbox decline was 11%. They said the services revenues dipped 6%. And they said, well, according to Amy Hood, who's the CFO of Microsoft, that the declines were, quote, driven by lower engagement hours and the monetization in third-party and first-party content, end quote. Thank you for that, Amy. Activision Blizzard reported a 70% plunge in net profit and a 29% plunge in revenues. So if you think, now this is, of course, people that give us Call of Duty, and they blamed a lot of the slump on weak sales on a weak game. You look at Ubisoft, no Ubisoft. They make Assassin's Creed and others. they said that they posted a 10% decline. So, I mean, just, you can look around and obviously, the numbers of shelter in place. We'll get into the Netflix thing on the other side of the break because they're going through the same thing. But especially with, when we're talking about video games on Netflix, because this is the video game review. But it's interesting that you go across the board. How much did you lose? How much did you lose? Are you cooking the books? Is this real or not? And then you get EA Sports. It's in the game. Electronic Arts, just a few miles south of me. They said they had a 50% rise in profits and a revenue growth of 14%. 50%, 5-0, as in Hawaii 5-0. So Nintendo reported a 15.15% slide in the April, May, June second quarter. They blamed it on the chip shortage because they said they weren't able to make as many Switches as they wanted. Well, they did sell almost 3.5 million Switches, which is down 23% from what they wanted to do. Sony sold 2.4 million PS5s. I didn't get one. They're still... I just wish I could just go into a Target and just give them $500, which is a crap load of money, and not have to, you know, Amazon said, we'll email you when it's ready. Okay. I just remember the fall of 2020 when it came out, and my Walmart online said it was in the cart. And then when I clicked to pay, it said sold out. And then I find out that these Slavic homeboys with their, making these algorithms to buy them all up instantly. Oh, that's great. But there is a crucial manufacturing hub in Shanghai, and they report that they will ship 18 million PS5s this holiday season. So once again, 2.4 million sold in the quarter, holiday season, 18 million. That would be great. That would be very, very cool. There'll probably be a little bit more pain to come as this is, you know, Sony revamped that whole PS Plus subscription service, which is completely confusing. I don't know why we needed all these different tiers. But still, PS Plus subscribers, of which I am one, and you probably are too, is almost at 48 million people. And that's slightly down from the previous quarter. That's one of those things about, like, you know, you're really going to stop. It's like, oh, I don't want to be a PS Plus member anymore. It's like, okay, that's fine. I don't know two people that have thrown in the towel completely on something like that. But anyway, Edward, thank you for the email. Your mom is right in the short term, but she's not wrong in the long term. Nothing can kill the video game industry unless there's no more electricity. That would be like the only thing. If we go to a new ice age or a dark age or a zombie apocalypse, that would probably be the only reason. All right, we will take a quick break if you'd like to chime in on any video game topic. I'm here for you, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up with the next segment, I will give away a brand new game. Yeah, that's right, I said a brand new game. 1-800-878-PLAY. So just staying with the theme of what we were seeing from the video game industry, we know that Netflix is really accelerating their push into the video game market, and it is planning to double its catalog by the year's end. But since November, they've been trying to roll out these games as a way of keeping people engaged, and especially in the middle of, you know, when's the next Squid Game, when's the next Joe Exotic, what have you. games have been downloaded to a total of 23.3 million times, average of 1.7 daily users. This is according to Apptopia, which is an app analytics company, which is less than 1% of Netflix subscribers. Do you want to know how many people subscribe to Netflix? Well, you do. I do, right? 221 million. Once again, 221 million. But the importance of these games to the strategy is really increasing because Netflix keeps losing subscribers. And in this second quarter that I talked about, fourth, fifth, and sixth month of the year, they lost 1 million subscribers. In the first quarter, they lost 200,000 subscribers. So this is the first time in 10 years that Netflix is starting to shed all these subscribers. So in a letter to the shareholders, Netflix named Epic Games and TikTok as its biggest rivals for people time, for the time that people come on. And one of the many advantages to the Netflix in pursuing the strategy is the ability to, as they call, drive engagement beyond when the first show comes out on a platform. Well, look, they're experimenting. We're still in the infancy of this type of stuff when it comes to streaming games. But right now, the company's current catalog of 24 game apps, you know, they cover a variety of genres and Netflix shows such as Stranger Things, 1984, and they've got, you know, Mahjong Solitaire and Exploding Kittens card games. So the games catalog is going to grow by 50 games by the end of the year, including Queen's Gambit Chess as well. But I sort of feel like they've been intentionally vague because they're so cagey about how they plan to make video gaming a core part of the strategy instead of just sort of like this side hobby. It's like, I remember there was one 2K game where the funnest thing were these mini games like Carmelo Anthony playing skee ball. So Leanne Loom, Netflix head of external games, she was at the Tribeca Film Festival in June. She said, "We're still intentionally keeping things quiet because we're learning and experimenting as what is going to resonate with our members and what games people want to play." End quote. Well, listen, they're open to licensing and, you know, accessing large game IP that people will recognize. And they say that's going to happen. Well, we'll see. But, I mean, Netflix has tapped on the shoulders of some outside developers and, you know, acquired three video game developers in the last year. And that grows investment. They haven't disclosed how much that they've thrown out. But when they went to get Next Games, which is a developer from Finland, in Helsinki, the reports were that they cost it cost $72 million to buy that firm. And so I don't know what it's going to be, but so far the download figures for Netflix, you know, and, you know, Subway Surfers, you know, there's this isn't something to go, like, they're never going to get up there with Roblox, obviously, with more than 100 million downloads. But, you know, I would love to get to the day where you just turn on your streaming system and there it goes. You can just start playing games. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. speaking of new games, last year when 2K Sports announced that it had locked up a long-term exclusive deal with Tiger Woods that would see him act as both the executive producer and consultant for his new golf game, it looks like that partnership is starting to come to fruition, because his involvement in the new game has been ramping up, and they began shooting promotional content as he's going to be the cover athlete. And we'll see what happens when it comes to the PS5 and such stuff. But I was wondering too, when you think about, you know, the Tiger Woods game happening, how much the Live Golf or the 54 Golf out of Saudi Arabia, like how much that would come in. Remember, Tiger was offered, and it was confirmed by a lot of people, that it was $700 to $800 million for him to join that tour. But it's been a while. I mean, Tiger was the face of EA Sports for a long time, from 98 to 2013. And so now he's going to help 2K's titles try to get that same type of success. And we'll see one way or another if that, if it goes down like that or not. And also one more thing I wanted to report, which I think is really cool, is that there is going to be yet another reboot for Alone in the Dark. In 1992, the original Alone in the Dark was released, and it was Infogrames from France. Not games, Grames, Infogrames. And it was, I think, very notable for the fact that it was basically doing a lot of what would later make Resident Evil so popular, with the fixed camera angles and the deliberate gunplay. And it was very good at the time. And it was enough that two sequels were released in the 90s. And in 2001, what was originally planned as the fourth game ended up becoming the reboot, and they called it Alone in the Dark, The New Nightmare. And that came full circle by copying a lot of Resident Evil's visual trappings, and it stunk. So then 7 years later, in 2008, it got rebooted on the PC, the Xbox 360, and the PS3, and once again, it stunk. And then in 2005, the Alone in the Dark franchise reached a new low as they tried a four-player online shooter that was even worse. So that could have been more than enough to kill off the franchise, but THQ Nordic is saying they're having another reboot, and this time going back to the original setting and the original time frame and the two original characters. And I just remember the original Alone in the Dark, which I had. There were one guy said, "Hi, guy," when you came around the corner, and he was going to try and get you. He just said, "Hi, guy." It was, what can I say? It was going to happen. So it's going to be called Alone in the Dark. It'll be the third game to have that name, and it'll be on the big boys, PC, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. And the official pitch is right here. Return to Deserto Manor in this reimagination of Alone in the Dark, a love letter to the 90s cult classic horror game. Deep in the 1920s South, Emily Hartwood's uncle has gone missing. Together with private investigator Edward Carnby, she embarks on a journey to Deserto Manor to uncover the secrets of this mysterious place and the circumstances of her relative's vanishing. encounter strange residents, nightmarish realms, dangerous monsters, and ultimately unveil a plot of rising evil. At the intersection of reality, mystery, and insanity, an adventure waits that will challenge your core beliefs. Who can you trust? What will you believe? And what will you do next? That's not bad. It just makes me kind of chuckle to see a game. And look, if you go back to that original CD-ROM game, it was frustratingly slow. The combat was horrible. The reaction times was horrible, but it was still addictive. It drove me crazy. It really did. But we were a lot more patient that back then because that's what we had. You know, we had to put up with it. It was either that or not play video games. There were very few that had the type of response, especially when it came to a PC game back then. And that was, you know, coming out of the primordial ooze of just, you know, script-based games, throw lamp, use key, turn right, all that into games like Alone in the Dark. So I'm interested to see how it will look on these next-gen systems. It'll be pretty cool. All right, next-gen, next segment. We will take, how's that for a segue? We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and I will give away the new game, tell you what's new this week as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417.
800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
The Video Game Review.
All right, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us. It is 40 after the hour. That's time I give away a brand new game. And this game just came out. Not just came out, but just came out. And I'll also talk about it after. It's getting very good reviews. It's called Cult of the Lamb. And this is available on just about every system. The big boy systems, the PCs, the Microsofts, the Sonys. I have it here for the Switch. Nintendo. Here's the summary. Cult of the Lamb casts players in the role of a possessed lamb saved from annihilation by an ominous stranger and must repay their debt by building a loyal following in his name, collect and use resources to build new structures, perform dark rituals to appease the gods. Developed by Massive Monster and published by Devolver Digital. There's a couple of alliterative names for you there. My question is, is this game about a lamb or is this game about a lamb chop? Let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, Rick@sportsbyline.com. Lamb or lamb chop? Second correct answer wins. Cult of the Lamb from Massive Monster and Devolver Digital for the Nintendo Switch. And this game, I was looking at a review from Tom Marks as well, and it's a true base management game of trying to be like an action roguelite, but it kind of balances these genres. It's very cute art style, very cute lighting. There is a lot of side activities as well. It's got a good personality, this game, if you like. The combat isn't fantastic. There's a lot of dark rituals in this game, but it puts you in this lamb, a new cult leader resurrected by an imprisoned deity called the One Who Waits. Now it's up to you to free your master by recruiting new followers to the flock, building a base for them to live in, and then you have to go on these bloody crusades against these other entities that trapped your master. And that loop of gathering supplies, tending to your worshipers, upgrading your characters and your homestead, and then you go out and do it again over and over, it actually doesn't get monotonous, which is surprising in a way, to tell you the truth, because you would think that perhaps that it would get rather monotonous after a while. But there's a lot of stuff around every corner. I mean, it is a roguelike dungeon crawler. It randomizes level layouts, and the items you come across become progressively more powerful. And if you want to compare it to a game like Hades, that would be kind of wrong because, as I said, the Crusade is randomized and repeatable in the same way, but then they're far shorter. They take about 10 minutes. And you even pick between one of the four disconnected areas to fight through at the start of every run, with a boss waiting to be beaten at the each and every one to complete the story, which means that Cult of the Lamb kind of doesn't have that familiar roguelike tension to see how deep into the gauntlet you can get to management every time. So that doesn't mean that the short outings are necessarily a bad thing, but it normal play is about 13 to 15 hours to get to the credits. And you can complete little quests for NPCs as well, as non-playing characters. But it's a game that I think is a pretty enjoyable. And you don't have to be into cults to do it. But now, as I said, the combat isn't great. It's not overly complex. It's just a little more than a single button with a special power they call a curse. And you can do a dodge roll at your disposal. But, you know, the dodges can be a little bit snappy as well. But this isn't like playing, you know, a game like From Software. The different types of weapons and curses and tarot card based things you can do along the way kind of shake out. And as you work your way through the end of campaign. But the one drawback is that you're given a random weapon and a curse at the start of each crusade, as it called it, but you have no control over which ones you'll see, and the possibilities are endless. So the default sword and the harder hitting axe are reliably good, but the frustrating slow hammer and the gloves, which deal most of their damage only on the final hit of the combo, are very awkward against the enemies, which are very mobile. And so the runs being short, you frequently won't get a chance to find a workable replacement before the end. And then you have to fight the boss hamstrung by what you're stuck with at the beginning. So, but if you don't get enough opportunities to choose your attacks, then you're given plenty of chances to influence your kit mid-run through those tarot cards I mentioned. And those power-ups give you the, you know, extra health or maybe a ranged attack with a projectile to go with your melee attack as well. But, you know, some of them just say, like, you know, 20% increase of damage. Is that something to write home about? I mean, it's nice, but it's not like now I will go through the dungeon with impunity. But, you know, you stumble upon a really powerful card, and it could make your boss encounters very, very easy as well. But those fights are very creative, and the visual design of how horrifying these monstrosities are, and some of them are like these bullet hells that they throw at you as well. But in other words, what I'm trying to say is the difficulty at the very start is notched up. It's definitely notched up. But despite how horrifying some of these enemies are, some of them will turn into your friends when you beat them. And then you can recruit them to your cult back home. And that's kind of a simple plot. Yeah, but you'll be doing that from the start. And it's pretty satisfying to see your base grow technologically, visually. You recruit more followers, more defeated enemies. And your base and your lamb will have these tech trees to work up, unlocking new structures, building new abilities and weapons. But then you got to, you know, water your farms by hand, and you can get other people to recruit them. The other thing is too, like this lamb with the bloody eyes. I mean, it's all a little bit crazy, but there's a ton to bite off in this game. And, you know, once your cult membership starts to approach the double digits, it can be extremely hard to tell what tasks they're doing. Or you've already, it's called blessed, if you bless them that day for an experience boost, or who's sitting around not doing anything. But you really don't need to worry too much about that stuff after you've unlocked the better facilities. But it is a little bit frustrating. But one way it does offer a welcome amount of control is the cosmetic options, which you could probably say outnumber the functional options. Which is, you can move buildings around your camp, you can change the appearance and the name of every new follower you recruit, and you can cover every corner with all sorts of decorations that you've earned or unlocked. You don't have to go deep into any of that stuff if you don't want to, but, you know, you like to sort of tart it up and make it your own as well. And so it's just that that goofiness that comes with it and the very cutesy slash dark aesthetics in the midst of all this chaos as well. And you think about these animal forms you find. It could be like a little elephant or a giraffe, a unicorn, a spider. It's got a very, very catchy soundtrack as well. Very much ones that will repeat in your head. There's just a lot more to do than you probably would expect. And there's a whole world map with even teeny little locations to visit. Each one has shops. You can buy new tarot cards and cosmetics, and there's all sorts of weird things. But it, you know, as I said, you can go different modes, but this is unsettling while also being cute. There's a very nice mix of genres and themes. And, you know, as I said, it's not the most satisfying combat game, but it is remarkably memorable, and it makes you, the replay value is very, very high as well. And I saw IGN gave it an 8. And if you get an 8, that means it's thumbs up to recommend to a buy, which is pretty cool. All right, that's Cult of the Lamb. Let's take a look now at other games coming out this week, as Cult of the Lamb was last week. Fashion Police Squad, a first-person shooter on the PC. Not kidding. Monster Tribe, a PC RPG. Hidden Objects Collection Volume 3, a puzzle game for the Switch. Regiments, this is a real-time strategy tank game on the PC. Roller Dome, an action extreme sports game on the PS4, PS5, and PC, which I'm going to assume is a rollerball ripoff. Way of the Hunter, this is a hunting game on the PS4, Xbox X and S, and PC. Dynabomb 2, a platformer for just about every system and the Switch. Kirby's Dream Buffet action game. That is a Switch exclusive, obviously. Robo Revenge Squad, a cartoony, fun-looking action game for the Switch and the 360. Yes, the 360. Survivor Cells, an action roguelike on the PC. Cursed to Golf, it's an adventure golf game. And this is on the Switch, the PS4, the PS5, the PC, and the Xbox. Expedition Agartha, an action survival game on the PC. You're also going to have RPG, The Legend of the Right. RPG Time, The Legend of the Right. This is for the Nintendo Switch. Smash Boats Waterlogged Edition. Action game on the Xbox X and S. We Are OFK, an adventure music game on PS4, PS5, PC, and Switch. And then, of course, we get Madden 23. This will be on the Xbox Series X and S and the PS5. And we will also have what's called the Pass Gen version for the 4, the 360 and the PC as well. But yes, folks, this is Madden Week. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the cheat code on the video game review.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year.
Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, and we'll close out the show in our customary fashion, and that is with the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one here comes from Beth. Beth says, Rick, I need to know in Lego Batman 3 on the 360, no, sorry, on the Xbox One, I need to know how to get Batgirl, Bane, and Beast Boy. There's some good alliteration for you. All right. For Lego Batman 3 on the Xbox One, for Batgirl, your cheat is 4LS32K. Once again, your password list, Batgirl, 4LS32K. For Bane, XZKLKQ. Once again, for Bane, XZK. LKQ, and for Beast Boy, Beastie Boys Fly the Biggest, Beast Boy is YC3KZZ. Once again, YC3KZZ. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. You can also, I know we're going to go back to 6 days and 23 hours of a sports program on all these respective sports networks, but you can always email me throughout the week, rick@sportsbyline.com. Especially the brave men and women listening on American Forces Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week on the Video Game Review.